Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord. And right now, I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for all that you have done and all that you continue to do, Lord, in my life and here on Blog Talk Radio. Lord, I lift up this time to you. I lift up this radio station to you, this internet radio blog platform, God, where your word is going forward. I lift up each and every person, God, that is proclaiming your word. Protect, God. Give wisdom from all. On high, God. Oh, Lord, speak through your prophets, speak through your ministers, Lord, your pastors, your teachers, your apostles, Lord. Use us, Father God, for your glory. Speak through your servants, God, your sons and your daughters, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask, Father God, that you would give, Father God, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom for this hour that I am here on Power in the Word. And Lord, speak through me, Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you. God, I give this time to you and ask that you will save souls, heal, Father God, those who are broken, Father God, mend, Father God, the brokenhearted, Father God, heal the sick, God, deliver those from captivity who have found themselves in bondage, Lord. So, Lord, I thank you and I praise you for your spirit being here and for what you are yet to do. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I pray this prayer. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a blessing. Oh, yes, it is a blessing to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank each and every person who thought it not robbery to come over here and tune in to today's program. God has a blessing for you. God has a special blessing for you. And just position yourself to receive everything that God has for you. Amen. Amen. It's been a long weekend. We had a Memorial Day weekend. I pray that you didn't eat too much. I know that there were a lot of cookouts going on, and my husband and I were blessed to be guests of some friends of ours, and it was just a blessing to sit down and be served. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. And these people treated us royally. So I thank God for the Bethayas. Amen. They are a blessing in our lives. Amen. And praise God. I want to give you some announcements about our church. On this past Sunday, we had Evangelist Leroy and Evangelist Geneva Bartley come out, and they blessed us. The Lord moved, and we were just so blessed. But it's not over. It's not over. I want to invite you to come out on this upcoming Friday. We have Apostle Matthew Tillery coming in from Rocky Mount, North Carolina. He's coming in with his wife, Pastor Dawn Tillery, and the Tri-Faith Worshipers. They are coming in to set the place on fire. And that won't be too difficult to do because we already carry a fire in our worship time with the Lord. So if you're in the New Jersey area, I want to personally invite you to come out and worship with us at New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Our address is 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07206. So you can come over and worship with us if you're in New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia, Delaware, Baltimore, Maryland, Boston, wherever you are within driving distance. I invite you to come over because God has a word for you. Amen. Amen. And praise God. You can come anytime, anytime. We have a church that is on fire for the Lord. We love Jesus. We love Jesus. Do you love Jesus on today? I'm here looking for some people that love Jesus. Amen. Because life gets difficult. Oh, yes, it does. Life gets hard, but it is the love of God and the promises of God that keep us moving forward. So I love Jesus. I love Jesus today, and I just thank God for using me. You know, it's a blessing to be chosen. It's a blessing to be used of the Lord. Amen. So my husband and I, Pastor Anthony and I, we invite you to come. We invite you to come out and worship with us. And if you can't make it to the church, we will be here every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday right here on Block Talk Radio. So you can tune in at 12 noon, and you will see one of our programs. It's Let's Talk About God on Tuesday. Let's Talk About God on Wednesday, Power in the Word on Tuesday, and Woman to Woman on Thursday, 3 days a week at 12 noon. My husband, Pastor Anthony, will be preaching tomorrow at 12 noon, so you don't want to miss tomorrow's program, and he will be bringing us a word. Amen, and praise God from the Lord at 12 noon tomorrow. So take advantage of everything that God has for you. I know that you have pastors, and I'm not here to take anybody's pastor's place. I pray that, you know, the Lord just uses me on the radio to bless you, to help your pastor, to help hold up your pastor's arms, and I assure you that I will not deviate from the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. But I believe that the Lord has called me here for this season, and also give my regards to your pastor and tell them about this program, amen, so that they too can be blessed, because even a preacher needs a preacher, amen. I just want to exhort you to hold up your pastor's arms. You know, it's not easy doing the work of a pastor. You know, I thank God for my husband. I thank God for his diligence as he leads our ministry over in Elizabeth. But even being by his side as pastor with him, because we are one, I can tell you that it is not easy. And we just have faith in God to continue to move forward. Amen. So hold up your pastor's arms. Be in church. And our service on Friday starts at 7 p.m. Amen. So I want to just encourage you to be in position when your pastor opens the church or calls a special service. Be in position, because your pastor really is looking out for you. It's not about your pastor. It's about what God has given them to give to you. Amen. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. So I want to talk today a little bit about forgiveness. The question is to forgive or not to forgive. And I want to start off with some scripture. Hallelujah. I'm going to go over to the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. But I believe I want to go to the book of Matthew. I believe it's chapter 18. Let me just go into my word here. Matthew chapter 18. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you today, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Matthew chapter 18, starting with verse 23. Hear now the reading of the word of the Lord. It says, therefore, is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, hallelujah, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and said unto their Lord all that was done. They told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every man his brother their trespasses. If you do not forgive those who have trespassed against you, Jesus said that the same thing that happened to this wicked servant will happen unto you. To forgive or not to forgive is the question. The answer is that we must absolutely, positively be willing and ready to forgive all who trespass against us. Now, I know that's not an easy task. You know, the hardest thing, the most difficult thing that I have found that people have in obeying God in is this order, this directive to forgive. You know, I have had people tell me when I have shared with them about the command to forgive, I have had people tell me that it's hard to forgive. I have had people tell me that they can't forgive. I have had people tell me that they won't forgive. I have had people come to me and say, well, Pastor Rebecca, you don't know what they did to me. How can God ask me to forgive this person when they have wretch done? They have done such a horrible thing to me, when they have hurt me so badly, when they have treated me so poorly. How can I forgive? And you know, I just want to answer the person who is asking that question of themselves today, and you're asking me as you look at your computer and you hear me telling you, according to the scripture, that we are commanded to forgive, that we are called to forgive, that God expects us to forgive. You're looking at your computer and you're saying, oh no, that is easier said than done. And I want to say to you what I have said to people in the past, and what I have said to the people in the past is that yes, you can. Yes, you can. You absolutely, positively can forgive. Because the Bible tells us clearly that all things are possible with God. Through Christ, all things are possible. Philippians 4:13 says that all things, I can do all things, Paul says, through Christ who strengthens me. I can forgive. You can forgive. Oh, yes, you can. And I look at this parable that Jesus was telling unto those who followed him, because Jesus was always teaching, and he was always giving people parables, and he was always helping people to walk out this walk. Amen. You know, the Bible is basic instruction before leaving earth. The Bible helps us to walk out the walk that we have in Christendom, that we're able to do all things that God commands us to do. We can live up to our Father's expectations as long as we stay in the Word of God. As long as the Word abides in us and we abide in that Word, then we delight ourselves in the Word, then we are able to do everything. Jesus said nothing will be impossible for you if you abide in my word and my word abide in you, that there was nothing that would be impossible for you, that you will be able to do all things. So yes, you can forgive. Yes, you can forgive. You can forgive. Just like this parable of the unforgiving servant, Jesus is showing us how this servant owed much. And how the master came to him and forgave him of everything. When the servant threw himself at the master's feet, the Lord of that servant had compassion, was moved with compassion on him, and forgave him his debt. And then it goes on to say that the same servant who had been forgiven so much went to those who owed him and went to one who owed him. And he said, give me what you owe me. And the fellow servant did not have what he owed. And he commanded that this person would be thrown into prison until he could pay. And when the Lord of that servant came and saw how he had acted toward his fellow servant when he had been forgiven so much, he dealt with him in the same way. It says here in the Bible that it says, after he called him, he said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because you desired me, you begged me, you implored me to forgive. Should not thou have also had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? And the Lord of this particular servant was so upset with him that he delivered him to tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. And that is just so key that we look at this parable in the book of Matthew chapter 18, and we say, you know what? God has forgiven us of so much. To make it personal, read through this parable for yourself and then let God speak to you and say to yourself, God has forgiven me of so much. Who am I not to forgive those who have trespassed against me? Who am I not to forgive? And that is just so key, that forgiveness is expected of every single Christian. And if you're not a Christian today, let me just tell you another story, a true story from the Bible. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about God's forgiveness. In the beginning, we know there was Adam and Eve, and they were in the garden, and in the garden was sin. And Adam disobeyed, Eve disobeyed the Lord, and Adam also disobeyed God, and they ate of the fruit of the tree that God had forbidden them to eat of. Shortly after they were cast out of the garden, God cast them out of the garden because of their disobedience. And shortly after they were cast out of the garden, sin became rampant in the land, starting with their own sons, Cain and Abel, when Cain killed Abel. And, you know, it just got to the point where sin became worse and worse and worse, all the way to Sodom and Gomorrah, where men were sleeping with men, and nothing was sacred. It was just a horrible place, and God burned up Sodom and Gomorrah. He rained down brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah, and people were destroyed in that destruction. Amen. So sin just got worse, and God kept coming to the people of Israel saying, I want to be your God. You are my people. I'm your God. Follow my commandments. Obey me. But people, I'm telling you that people became worse. They did not want to obey God. They went their own way, and God became increasingly angry so that his wrath began to be poured out on his people, amen, on the people that he had called to be his own. And right now, that's where we are today, where now the world has gotten so evil that God said, all of you are cursed. Everybody's cursed. The whole nation, the whole world, you're under a curse. And those who were his people were under a curse, and then those who didn't believe were cursed, amen. So now we have the whole world. God is just angry, angry because he hates sin. God hates sin. He hates sin. So God is angry, and he said, you know what? I don't want to allow anyone to perish. You know, it's not God's desire that anyone should perish. So he sent his son, amen. And that brings us all the way back to John 3:16, where it tells us in John 3:16 that God so loved the world. He so loved the world. That's the world. Everybody in the world, the whole world. God loved us all. You and me and the Israelites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Pharisees, the Sadducees, Herod, everybody. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that so whomsoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. And that was why Jesus came. So many people don't even know why Jesus came. We think he came, we think that Jesus came to give us a house and 2 cars and 100 acres of land. But Jesus came because he is the only way that we were able, that we are able as a people to get back to God. In our sin-filled nature, there was no way that we could stand before God, because God is holy, and we couldn't stand before God in our filthiness because of his holiness, amen. And God said, you know, man has been separated from me by sin, but I send my son. And God sent Jesus to die for us. Jesus died. He was crucified, amen. He was persecuted, amen. He was nailed to a cross, amen. He was whipped with metal, amen. Metal, leather with metal rods on it, amen. He was spit on, amen. He was sneered at, talked about, laughed at, amen. He was poked in the side, amen. And blood ran from his side. But his blood was shed for me. His blood was shed for you, amen. And God did this because he so loved us. God loves you. If you don't hear anything else, God loves you too much to leave you in your mess, to leave you in your sin. So Jesus came so that we could receive the forgiveness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you think about this forgiveness thing, the thing about it is, hallelujah, the thing about being forgiven of God is that when Jesus hung on that cross, hallelujah, when Jesus hung on that cross, amen, one of the 7 last sentences that Jesus said when he was hanging on that cross, and this is so powerful, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My God, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And when we think about this, my God, that Jesus came so that we could have forgiveness from the Father, that he would die and cover our sins. All we have to do was repent and receive Jesus, and our sins are forgiven. And that was the very words that Jesus had to say on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My God. And that thing hit me so hard that God forgave me of all of my sins. God forgave me. When somebody asked me, I was giving my testimony yesterday, and somebody asked me, how did you forgive? How did you forgive all of this stuff that you just told me that was done to you? How did you forgive your father? And how did you forgive those people that you were so angry with? How did you forgive that person that hurt you? And when they asked me that, all that I could do was say, I was able to forgive because I have been forgiven. Amen. And that's just that simple. When you've really been forgiven and you are grateful, and you are grateful and you have a heart of gratitude for God because he forgave you, then it won't be so difficult for you to forgive those who have hurt you. Think about all the things that you have done before becoming a Christian, and even after you became a Christian. Think about all the dirty, ugly, stinking, nasty things that you have done to people, that you have done in your life with people, and how God has told you that you have been forgiven as you have repented and received Jesus. You are forgiven of all of that stuff. And the question becomes, who are you not to forgive when God has forgiven you for so much? Amen. Hallelujah. So let us take a lesson from this evil servant who was forgiven and could not forgive, would not forgive, and he bore the consequences. Because the parable tells us that the Lord, his Lord said, I'm going to deliver you over to the tormentors. My God. And when we think about the tormentors, my God, you know, sometimes we miss that. But the tormentors are bitterness. The tormentors are that anger that you have to hold in your heart that stops you from having any joy. The tormentors are those demons that want to make you hold on to that unforgiveness, those demons that won't give you any peace. You can't even sleep at night. You can't have any peace. You can't trust anybody because you're so busy thinking about everything that was done to you and you're not letting it go, amen. So you're being tormented by the demons of your past, and the only way that you're going to get rid of those demons is to release yourself, amen, by releasing the people or the person who hurt you. Amen. You got to release that thing. I know it could be anything. I don't know. So many things have happened to us in life. You know, molestation and abandonment, neglect and abuse. So many things have happened. People have dropped the ball on us. We've been cheated on and lied to. We've been turned every which way but loose. Talked about. People have talked about us. Stabbed us in the back. You know, so many things have happen in life, and we're carrying this unforgiveness, and it's a root of bitterness, amen, and that root of bitterness is going to destroy every good fruit that will try to grow up in your life. So you have to let it go. Let it go. Forgive. Forgive. God says that. Jesus told them in the book of Luke, he says, you don't forgive. He says, somebody comes and repents. You have to forgive that person. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to forgive. And Jesus clearly tells us that if we don't forgive, we won't be forgiven, because a repentant heart is one that really has been broken. And that broken heart will do what God tells you to do, even forgive those people who have hurt you. So if you can tell if you're really walking with the Lord, if you're willing to forgive. If you're not willing to forgive, then you have not surrendered all. You have not surrendered all, so you must surrender all and forgive, amen. And to forgive means to let go. The Greek and the Hebrew, amen, amen, not the Hebrew, but the Greek, amen, for forgive, the definition is to let go, to let go, to let alone, to let be, to disregard. To release and abandon all mutual claims. So you don't have a claim to get even. You don't have a right to hold the grudge. You don't have a right to go around and tell everybody what he did to you, what she said about you. Let it go. Let it go. Release them. Release your anger so that you can release yourself. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to share on that, that you have to forgive. The only way that you're going to be free is to free yourself. Free yourself from holding on to that anger, that unforgiveness. Free yourself from the bondage of the past. I know it hurts. And another thing about forgiving, sometimes you have to face it. Sometimes you have to face it in order to allow God to fix it. You have to look at that thing and really look at it. Stop ignoring it. Forgiving is not covering it up. Forgiving is not forgetting about it or trying to forget about it. Because if you haven't forgiven, it's not going to be possible for you to forget about it. Forgiving is not saying, I forgive, but I'm not going to forget. You know, you're still holding on. You're not letting it go. You know, if God decides to take it totally from your memory, then let God do that. But God will give you grace to remember it, to testify about it, to help others get free from that same thing, and to use you as an instrument of healing, an instrument of hope, and an instrument of forgiveness. To help people to forgive those who have hurt them so that we can move on. Jesus Christ said that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I have come so that you might have life and have that life to the fullest, have that life more abundantly. And I'm going to tell you right now, my sister and my brother, that if you don't let go, if you don't forgive, you are not going to be able to walk in the fullness of the abundance of life that God has for you. You are not going to be able, because a bitterness is a root. Is a root, and that thing holds on to you, and it chokes out everything good. I already said this, but I'm going to show you in scripture, and then I'm going to take some calls. But that thing will hold on to you, and it will choke out everything that God has for you. Amen. Everything good, just like a weed. It's like a weed. You got to pull that thing out from the root, because if you don't, it's going to choke off everything good that you're trying to grow in your garden of life. Amen. Ephesians 4:31-32 says, let all bitterness, all, not some, don't pick and choose what you're going to hold on to. It says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have to know that that is something that God is saying, for Christ's sake, my God. Jesus died for us, my God. He went to the cross for us so that we could be free. He said, the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. He came to take everything good, but I came to give you everything good. I came to counteract the plan of the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have to know it's a glorious thing that God has done for us. But I was talking to you about that root. Hebrews 12. Verse 15, we got to see this in the Word sometimes, amen. Hebrews 12:15, hallelujah. It says, Hebrews 12:15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you. I'm in 13. I'm reading the wrong scripture. Amen. But receive it, receive it, receive it. Amen. 12:15. Amen. It says, looking diligently, my God, lest any man fall of the grace of God. It says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Amen. So that root of bitterness can trouble you. It can give you more trouble than the initial harm that was done to you. And that root of bitterness can defile you. Amen. According to Hebrews 12:15. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So forgive. To forgive or not to forgive, the answer is that you must forgive. Amen. As hard as it is, and as painful as it may be to look at what happened, then I want to just say, you have to forgive, because you're going to be better off in the end than you were in the beginning, amen, of that thing, amen. If you can't look at it by yourself, then get some help, amen. We can do all things through Christ Jesus. God has given you the power to look at this thing and to be healed from the pain of your past, amen. And you have to be willing to believe God and trust God at his word that you can be free, amen, from this thing that has been plaguing you for so many years. For a lot of people, it's been all of their lives. A lot of people were hurt at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years of age, you know. And then everything that has happened as a result has just added on to the pain. And God is saying, I have better for you than that. God is saying to you today, I want you to trust me. Trust me. Lean not on your own understanding, but trust me. Trust me to take away the pain. Trust me to take away the shame and the guilt. I know that this thing was done to you, and I know that it hurts, but I am the Lord that healeth thee, says the Lord. And today I've come to tell you that your total healing is within your reach if you would just give it to me in prayer and say, Lord, help me to forgive those who have trespassed against me as you have forgiven me. Lord, forgive me of my sins and help me to forgive those who have trespassed against me. Amen. Amen. And praise God. And that's the word that the Lord wanted me to bring you today. In this last 26 minutes, I want to open up the phone line for testimonies. The chat room is open. Amen. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room, everybody that's streaming live, everybody that came to listen on the phone, on the air, live. I want to welcome you, everybody that's listening via the archive. Don't let the devil steal from you no more. more. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil stop you from having a pleasurable life. Life is good, amen. Just like God is good, he came to give you the good life, amen. Through Christ, you can have that life, amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to open up the phone lines. I want to announce I'm having a book contest for the most frequent listener, amen. That includes everybody that comes through the chat room, everybody that comes on the phone line live, and I don't want to leave out those who listen via the archive. If you want to be a part of the book giveaway that's taking place until the 22nd of June, and you listen and you don't come through the chat room or don't come live to call in so that I can put your name down, send me an email at power1, that's the number 1, at yahoo.com. power1@yahoo.com to let me know that you listen, no matter how you listen, and I will put you on the list so that you could be eligible for the book giveaway. I'm giving away a 3-book set of all of my books, Nobody's Business, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the World to Victorious Living, and Pump Up the Power. I'll be giving that away June the 22nd, amen. And also, I'm giving away a 2-book set of your choice of either one of the two, and a 1-book set, your choice of any one of the 3 books, amen. And don't let that stop you from buying any one of my books in the meantime, amen. You may want to give somebody, if you know someone who's dealing with unforgiveness, give them a copy of The Cry of a Woman's Heart. Or if they like novels, give them a copy of Nobody's Business. Both of those books deal with this issue of forgiveness, along with a lot of different stuff, abuse and molestation, healing from the pain of the past. Both of those books deal with that. So, and if you're at another level and have already forgiven and gotten past this point, then you want to get Pump Up the Power or give that as a gift, amen, because these books will be a blessing, amen. In addition to your Bible, they will be a blessing, hallelujah. So that's a book giveaway, amen, and I'm writing down your names and keeping the list for this next month. The phone lines are open. 862, you're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Oh, bless God from Zion.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Anthony. For those of you who don't know, he is my wonderful husband and my covering. God bless you, man of God. Thank you so much for being on the air with us today.
Amen. To God be the glory, Pastor. God is using you today. What a mighty word of God. As I think of your message today, I'm thinking about, as Paul wrote to the church of Corinth, said, we have been given a message of reconciliation.
Yes.
And we, therefore, are ambassadors of Christ. And we are to portray that message and implore those this message of reconciliation.
Yes.
And let me just read this very briefly. In 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, listen to what it says. As God's fellow workers, we are urged you not to receive God's grace in vain.
My God.
For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I help you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation.
Mm.
Church, people of God, we don't have time. We don't have time to hold on to the bitterness. We don't have time to allow that stumbling block to remain in our path, because God is awesome. And that's what that whole message is about. We've been reconciled back to Christ, and we can't let the things that came against us in this lifetime continue to hold us back. Pastor, I know you talked about our past sins and past betrayals, but some people have been hurt on yesterday.
Yes.
Some people have been hurt last week. And we have to always continue to forgive those who have come against us. Because if we don't allow that root of bitterness to get in our way, we can do great things for God. I mean, some great things for God. And unfortunately, sometimes you still sometimes see that bitterness and that anger and that rage still bursting through the pores of some people, even a minister, even a pastor, even that person who is serving God. Sometimes you see that edge, and you see that sometimes that uneasiness of the thing that's still trying to hold on to them.
Yes.
And only God can sever that thing where you can really, truly release it.
Yes.
And allow your marriage, allow your business, allow your ministry to just thrive and be all that God wants it to be. because that's why so many second and third time marriages don't make it. That's why so many people have a tough time just really going into the fullness of what God has for them in this area called forgiveness that you're touching on today. And I pray that people are receiving this word and they're going to apply it starting today. They're going to say, Lord, help me right here in this area, right here. I know it's there. You know it's there. But God is still that lingering shadow, that storm cloud that's over my life that I can't seem to rid. And
yes.
God, I need your help in that particular area right there. And God will do it for you, saint of God.
Amen. Amen. And that is so powerful because you just reminded me that, it, you know, your pain does not have to go back to way back when you were a little girl or when you were a little boy. You know, sometimes the pain is recent. That's what you were saying, Pastor.
Amen.
Somebody
yes.
hurt you in church yesterday, you know, on Sunday, amen, or a month ago. And, you know, even sometimes it's hard for people to go to church. You know, unforgiveness has pushed too many people away from the church because they been hurt in the church. And God wants us to be ready. You have to position yourself. You know, like when you're getting ready to run a race, amen, and you have the start line, and they say, okay, get ready, get set. You know, that's when you have to position yourself. You always have to be in that get ready, get set mode. So when it's time to say go, that means it's time to say forgive. Get ready, get set, go, which means always be prepared. Always have your heart prepared to forgive. You know why I say that, Pastor Anthony?
Yes.
I say that because you're always going to have somebody in position to try to hurt you.
Go ahead and preach it.
It's a sad thing. It's a sad thing, but because we deal with humans, because we're human and we're in this flesh, and we deal with a lot of people who are human in flesh, and because the devil works through a lot of people, then
amen.
The Bible tells us that the devil is prowling around. He's lurking. He's lurking. He's prowling like a roaring lion, seeing whom he can devour. So he's out on the prowl looking to destroy you, and he will use people, even those people who are close to you, even those people in the next pew, to hurt you, to try
yes.
to hurt you. And feel what you need to feel. I'm not telling you not to feel hurt, you know, not to get angry because somebody offends you, but the Bible tells us to be angry and sin not.
Hallelujah.
My God. So it's not about whether or not you have a right to be angry, because, look, anger is an indication that someone has done you wrong. So anger is that emotion of anger is very real. But don't let anger consume you. Amen. Don't let anger master you. Paul said, I won't be mastered by anything. Don't let anger get to the point where all of a sudden you've done something and you caught yourself thrown over a table or hitting somebody or cursing somebody out because they dealt with you treacherously. Amen. So be ready, get set to forgive. Get ready, get set, be willing, be ready to forgive. It's a process. It's a continual process that even if somebody hurts you, you don't have to go back to them and say, I forgive you for hurting me. You don't have to do that. Just say in your heart, I release that person in my heart. They did me wrong. I don't like it, but I release them. And then you just have to tread very carefully, reexamine why this person is in your life, and reexamine what position you're going to allow them to occupy in your life and keep moving forward with the Lord. Amen, amen. So get rid of those present hurts and then begin to dig down and get rid of some of those past hurts. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take some more phone calls. Area code 832, you're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Praise God, woman of God. Pastor Anthony?
Yes.
Yes, I just want to praise God for you and your lovely wife, for the great things the Lord has done in both of you guys' lives. And it is just a privilege and an honor to see a husband and wife team of pastors just being a blessing to the body of Christ. As a single man of God, that really inspires me.
Amen, amen, man of God. Thank you for those words. Amen. To God be the glory. We are on this path that God has assigned us to, and we are attempting to bring his name glory into the earth. He has done some great things in our lives individually, Now, as a couple, God has us on the front line doing many things, and we know that with the power of God, not by power, not by might, but by his spirit, we are going to bring his name glory if it's God's will.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Pastor Rebecca, I just want to I have a question and a comment. My comment is that I was involved with a group of business partners, and what happened was they this honored my trust because that once the person found out about my credit, they disowned me.
Mm.
Basically, and they're born again Christians also.
Okay.
This person is a born again Christian. They think that if you have a bad credit rating, we won't deal with you. We will deal with someone else. And that person is saying that I suggest you need to get out of this business and go on and just focus on going to college. That is a sign of disownment.
Yeah.
And you know, right now I just forgive them for doing that, because I know in my heart that I have forgiven them, and I just gotta at this point just move on to what I'm working on right now, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, the Lord will bless me for this.
Mhm. And so, what is your question? You said you had a question.
Yes, I have a question. My question is, basically, how do you move on from that situation? That's my question. And the scriptures that you have given, what are the scriptures that you have given? I need to write those down.
Yes, the first one, the one that I read from at the beginning of the program, was from the book of Matthew, chapter 18. And that was the wicked servant who had been forgiven much, and he couldn't find it in his heart to forgive. And that was Matthew 18, 23 through 35. The second one that I gave was Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. And then when I talked about that root of bitterness, that was from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. And I also talked about what Jesus was talking about. If someone comes to you and they're repentant, that you have to forgive them. That was from the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 3 and 4. You know, and, you know, the reason that I talked about Jesus, I also talked about Jesus on the cross, the seven last words. And the reason that I talked about Jesus on the cross was because Jesus in the scripture said that if someone comes to you and they're repentant, then you have to forgive. So a lot of people will justify their unforgiveness by saying, well, Jesus said if they repent, then I have to forgive. But see, what we have to do is remember that Jesus is our example, and that's why I talked about Jesus on the cross when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that's what I want to give to you today, Brother Dave. Is this Brother Dave?
Yeah, this is Brother Dave from the Dave Show.
Amen. That's what I want to give to you today, Brother Dave. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. See, these are Christians
also. I've already
also
forgiven them.
Amen.
Yeah,
and
I've
move
already
on.
Forgiven them.
And move on, because they don't know that you were the blessing, you know, to them. And when they dealt with you the way that they did, then they perhaps cut off their own blessing. That could be one way of looking at it. Another thing that I tell people is that when one door closes, start looking around for the open door. You don't have time.
Amen.
Sit around and wonder what could have been, what would have been, what should have been. You know, it's God's will. Sometimes God will allow a door to be closed that no man can open, because we were trying to go through the wrong door. So God may very well have closed that door before you and say, you know what, and you know now. After the fact, that these are not the people that God wanted you to deal with. So how do you move on? Shake the dust off of your shoes, brother, and keep on stepping.
Amen.
Amen. Keep stepping, because God has
glory.
To God be the glory. Because no weapon forged against you can prosper. No weapon that the people will put stuff before you, try to discourage the devil, not people. The devil will put people before you and things before you to try to discourage you, to make you throw up your hands in defeat and quit. But you go ahead and you do what God put in your heart. There's another way to do what you need to do. That these people, whatever you had lined up to do with these people, there's another way to do that. Or pray and ask God, is there something else that you should be doing?
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
To God be
man
the
of
glory.
God, can I give you just two other scriptures to chew on? Right there in the book Mark.
Yes, sir, Pastor Anthony.
The book of Mark, the 11th chapter, a very familiar passage, where it talks about that mountain being in our way. And if we believe.
Yes, my pastor has preached and teached on that for years.
All
my
right. So
his name is Bishop I.B. Hilliard of Houston, Texas.
Okay.
All right, all right.
God.
So I pray that you revisit that one. Also Matthew, also Revelation 3, right there in verse 7. As Pastor was just talking about that open and shut door. Revelation 3 and 7. It talks about open and shut doors that God has opened and shut. But God said he knows your deeds. And because of your deeds, he has opened the door. Now it's up to you to find that open door. Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
It's up to you to find
Amen.
That open door. So man has no authority. Man has no power. And allow man, you know you're adequate to do the business that God is laying on your heart. You know the will of God will prevail. So you must find that open door that he has opened for you and allow God to push you through that door and watch the fruit that you bear.
Mm. Amen. 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 Well, you know what? From then on out, I'm just going to work on another business and just, you know, be able to just, you know, move on from that. And also, I'm planning on going to our state Democratic convention. I'm making plans to do that and focusing on my college and doing that as well. That's what I'm focusing on. Lately.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, may God be with you, and he is. As long as you continue to draw near to him, he will continually be with you. So thank you so much for calling in, Brother Dave. And I'm going to take I have three more calls, 8 minutes, and we'll be talking. Keep listening and call us anytime. We're here for you.
Amen. And the man and woman of God, let me tell you, if you need anything from me, I've already typed in my email address for you guys to email me, and I'll be praying for you guys, and God bless you, and have a blessed day.
God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What a blessing. Area code 972, you're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Thank you so much. I really, this is Robin. And I wanted to just
speak up just a little bit.
Okay, let me get a little closer.
God bless you.
Better?
Welcome. Yes, absolutely.
I just wanted to tell you, Pastor Rebecca, that every time I get an opportunity to listen to your broadcast, I thank God. I thank God for you, and I thank God for how he uses you, because you always give sound biblical teaching, and
praise
I really appreciate
Lord.
That. I also wanted to let you know that although I haven't had a chance to complete the book, I was a recipient of your Pump Up the Power.
Oh, yes, I remember. Amen. Praise God. Yes.
and I know you're running out of time here on the broadcast, but I wanted to say that I don't know, because I've only been in the last 30 minutes, so I don't know if you had talked, you were talking about the root of bitterness, but there was a saying that the folks used to have when I was coming up, and they'd say, you know, being unforgiving is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die, you know, and the scripture says that it's the pure at heart that are going to see God. So we really have to keep a pure heart, because that's where the crux of everything in our relationship with the Father comes from. It's from the heart. So I appreciate you very much, you and your husband. I thank God for you. And then I just wanted to say one other thing. I don't know if you're in your chat room.
Yeah, I was wondering what was going on in my chat room, because there was no one there.
Yeah, there are plenty of people in your chat room, but you're not there.
Okay, maybe I need to come out and go back in. I was wondering where everyone was. Thank you so much for that information. Because I thought it was just me and my husband and our speakers.
I know.
Oh, there it is. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for making me aware of that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, God bless you both, and thank you so much for all you both do in the Lord.
Okay, God bless you, Robin. Thank you so much for calling in. Hallelujah. Okay, so the chat room was going on without us. Amen. And we're going to take another call. We have 5 more minutes. Area code 908, I believe it's been holding on for a while. Area code 908, you're on the air.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. You know, I just called in to listen to your show. I'm not at a computer, so I could not sign in.
God bless you, Prophetess Lalisa. Thank you so much for calling in and listening.
Oh, wonderful topic, yes. We need to have as much teaching as we can on the power of forgiveness.
Yes. And it's important.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's critical because, you know, God has already forgiven us. And it gives us that opportunity to really experience him in a whole new way.
Speak up a little bit, Prophetess Lalisa, so they can't hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. It gives us a chance to really walk in his power. You know, sometimes we like, oh, I want to experience Jesus. I want an experience. Well, try forgiving someone. You'll get an experience.
Yes, amen. And we have to forgive. We, you know, I mean, really, when you think about what Jesus did, and I talked about it earlier, him being on the cross and everything, it's just crucial for us to follow his example. They didn't come to Jesus asking for forgiveness, but he yelled out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know, he was willing to forgive even when they did not come back and repent. And we, in the same way, have to be willing to forgive.
Yes, yes, yes. And I think that, you know, as more and more people, you know, talk about it and share how they've been able to do it, and then others can learn and watch and see, well, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe, you know, I will be able to do it and still hold my head up high and, you know, and still not feel like somebody has gotten over on me, you know.
Because
I forgive someone who's done me wrong, you know. So.
And you just said something key, not feel like someone has gotten over on me. You know, so how do we push that to the side and forgive anyway when they, in fact, have gotten over on us?
Well, because we remember now to be able to have the power to truly forgive like God does is a privilege. And it's just like as if you had given me a privilege to come to your summer home. Say you had a summer home in Jamaica, and you said, Lalisa, I'm going to give you the privilege to go there anytime you want on vacation. So whenever we're privileged with something, it just makes us feel good. So just know that to be able to forgive someone in a real sense, to say, you know what, I acknowledge what happened. You know, sure, maybe I got hurt out of it or whatever, but now I'm going to take on a privilege that only Christ could give me. He gave me this power to forgive you, and you hug them or whatever. Even if you don't get a chance to talk to them, that's fine. If you just need to write a letter, maybe they're dead in their grave already.
Right.
Maybe they're not around you. It doesn't matter, but it just really, it's hard to explain because it's more powerful when you experience it. You just have to try it for, it's like, oh, taste and see.
That's yes.
Right. Just try it for yourself. Just try it, and you might like it.
Amen. Well, I tell you, and I thank you so much for calling in. We just have to just, like you said, try it and see. It worked for me. I'm going to give my testimony at another time that it works. When you forgive, you work with God, and God will work with you. And we have to realize that God only has the best in store for us. And as we realize that, it will become even easier for us to release some of that old stuff so that we can receive the stuff, the things that God has for us. Amen. So I thank you so much for calling in, and I thank all of you for listening. And tune in tomorrow. My husband's going to be with us tomorrow, and he's going to be sharing the word. Pastor Anthony's going to be sharing the word with us tomorrow on Let's Talk About God. So I just pray that God will send you all this way. Stay in the chat room if you're in the chat room so that I can take down the names. I'm giving away some books. Amen. I'm in the giving mood, and I am giving away some books, and I want to take down the names of those who are here. Thank you all for calling in. And Prophetess Lalisa, thank you so much for calling in. You know, I need to interview you because you have an awesome testimony, and I need to interview you about your testimony.
Well, whenever you say, I love you, Pastor Rebecca, you and your husband, just thank God that, you know, he put you all in my life, and whatever you need, you know, I'm there, you know. I'm just a phone call away or email away or instant message, whatever, however you want to get in touch with me.
Okay.
But, I thank God for your ministries and look forward to seeing you both real soon.
Okay, thank you so much. God bless you. Pastor Anthony?
God bless you.
God bless you. Will you just pray us out as we go off the air?
Yes. Heavenly Father, in your glorious name, we thank you, Father God, for this day that you have allowed us, Father God, to live in once again. Lord, thank you, Father God, even in the gift of forgiveness, in the area of forgiveness. You have given us grace that, Father God, may abound. So we thank you that we shall not take your grace for granted. But, Father God, we shall utilize every gift that you have given us in the name of Jesus. Father God, even that area, Father God, that we feel inadequate in, or that area, Father God, that we have not yet applied to our lives through your Son, Jesus Christ, allow us, Father God, to use your strength, even in our weakened state.
Yes.
Father God, those who still have allowed this root of bitterness and anger and unforgiveness to infiltrate their marriages, husband and wife being stubborn, Father God, in the area of forgiveness. Even that person we see at our place of employment, just the sight of them, Father God, brings back the anger sometimes. Allow us, even that family member, Father God, that has betrayed us and misused, Father God, our love for them. Allow us to forgive even those who have hurt us. Sometimes we still feel, Father God, the dagger and the sharp pain that betrayal and that hurt has caused. But through your grace, we receive it today that you allow us the abundance of life that you have promised us. And from this day forth, Father God, allow us to walk in the liberty and the freedom that you have came, died, and lived for. In Jesus' name,
yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, again, thank you for listening to Power in the Word. And we just pray that you will come back. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God, he came for us and God raised him from the dead, that you can be saved. You too can be saved. So receive Jesus as your Lord. Repent of your sins and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior so that you too can be saved, and God will help you to forgive. So go in peace and serve the Lord. Email me if you didn't talk to me or if you came in as a guest, powerintheword1@yahoo.com. And remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. Also, remember my brother, remember my sister, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.